This is the day the Lord has made. Let us make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Dr. Elona Sanders, your transformation catalyst, and I want to thank you for joining our global empowerment community. We are dedicated to delivering personal empowerment, spiritual empowerment, as well as professional empowerment. You will break free and stay free. Listen now with new ears and an open heart. You will be awakened to who you are in Christ, become divinely aligned with your true purpose, and activate your miracle manifesting power. Thank you again for joining us. Stay tuned for today's empowerment message. Good morning, everyone. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Elona Sanders, your transformation catalyst, and thank you for connecting with the Early Morning Empowerment Virtual Community. I want to welcome you to another powerful and insightful Early Morning Empowerment Prophetic Gathering for day number 19 in our 21-day gathering. And we are dedicated to just being here, being present, pouring into you what God is releasing for his people in this season. I am so thankful and so grateful to be here. And today, I just want you, while we are in this community together, let's bring our hearts and our mind present. Let's activate the success mind today. Take that good, healing, deep breath in. And on the exhale, we recognize and acknowledge that we are in a sacred moment. And this is a divine moment that has been given to us. It is brand new. It has never been touched. And it is purified with all things that will work together for your good. Next, healing, deep breath in. On the exhale. We're so thankful and grateful for the ability to breathe in this oxygen, the prana, the life-sustaining power of God that is oxygenating every cell in our body and speaking life. Next, healing, deep breath in. And on the exhale. As we sit in this sacred moment and we turn our attention and our focus inward, and we're tapping into our rich inner life of the kingdom of God within. We're so thankful and so grateful for life, health, and strength. Thankful for the activities of our limbs. Thankful for blood running warm in our veins. And today, as we sit in this sacred moment that's full of power, full of potential, full of authority, we're so thankful and grateful that we are the head only and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. And today I want you to affirm, I can do all things through this Christ awareness and consciousness that lives within me. It infuses me and empowers me with strength, dynamite ability, atomic ability to recreate and shape my world. And for that, I am grateful today. For that, I am grateful. Take another healing deep breath in. And again, if you're just joining us, this is Elona Sanders. Thank you for connecting with us. This is day number 19. I am in awe at how quickly this time has gone by. I just want to take one moment to say this. I am so thankful, so grateful, so humbled and excited for what I know is getting ready to happen for you as you continue to walk this journey with me and we walk out these principles. I promise you, this is the year that you're going to see the measurable results where you can look and say, I have grown in leaps and bounds, where you're going to be able to look and see tangible results. You're going to be able to look in the mirror and smile the biggest smile. You're going to be able to jump up and down in happiness and glee and bliss, knowing that you are not the same that you were in 2017, 16, or 15. This will not be a repeated year. We are gearing up. There are things that I wanted to get done last year that didn't get done, and that's okay, because we're still alive and we're still here and we're still moving forward. But one of the things I know I have to do right at the top of this year is that I must release that 5-day course to show you how to discover and release unconscious blocks, things that are blocking you unconsciously. So I want you looking for that. We're going to be launching that in the next couple of weeks. And I'm telling you, when you get that under your belt, the enemy's days, the resistance days that has been opposing you, it will be over. So I'm just happy and excited. This is day number 19, and I'm believing that we're going to continue on, because this is building you guys up. I'm hearing so much feedback from you that you are being strengthened and you are being empowered. And that's what it's all about. That is what we're here for. We've covered so much. So this week, we opened up the top of the week talking about how to get out of your way through purification. And we talked about that entire purification process, which is ongoing. And yesterday, we landed talking about checking your energy frequency and being conscious of what you're agreeing with, what you are aligning your energy with, because that's producing a frequency that's producing results in your life. That energy, that level of energy that you're vibrating at, creates a frequency that goes out into the universe, goes out and start connecting with other wave particles, and it begins to shape and create your world. And so as we practice the spiritual success key of retreating inwardly to the rich inner life so that we can advance outwardly, I want you to practice and become so skilled with that. I want to walk with you. I want to walk with you step by step, piece by piece, until you are skilled at learning how to operate from the inside out. I want to work one-on-one with you until you are skilled, until you are up and moving. So I'm excited about this season because I know that change is here. I know that breakthrough is here, promotion is here, and you're going to live the life that you know that you are here to live. So number one, right off the bat today, I want to encourage you guys to release resentment. Release resentment. Any grudge that you're holding against anyone, and resentment is deeper than a grudge, but even start with a grudge. Anything, this should not be one person, not one person that you are so upset with them that you won't speak. You'll cross the street if you see them coming. You'll go sit on the opposite side of the room. You roll your eyes. You have righteous indignation, quote unquote. But that righteous indignation can be nothing more than a grudge or resentment. And we want to really release that because, you know, as we talked about the purification process, we've always spoken about the ability and the importance of forgiveness and being able to forgive people and release things. That is so important to your purification process. So I want to encourage you to release resentment. And resentment is that feeling of displeasure or indignation at some act, remark, or person. It is the ill will felt as the result of a real or an imagined offense. And see, that is the danger of living from the outside in is that you're always reacting to something that's being done on the outside. You want to get delivered from that. You want to see major breakthrough in that area where you are no longer being a victim and being a puppet and being manipulated by events happening on the outside. I used to have a saying that as long as you're looking outwardly and you are paying attention to that Broadway show, that Broadway show will continue to play. It will come up with new scenarios and new ways of presenting itself because it has your undivided attention. We want to release resentment, that feeling of displeasure or indignation at some act, some remark, or some person. It is the ill will felt as the result of a real or an imagined offense. One of the dangers of always looking outside at that Broadway show is that you will imagine offenses that are not even there. You will interpret motives that are not real. And as a result, you'll be taking action about that, which is not even real, but it's real to you. And that's why we always say perception is more real than reality. Because once you perceive a thing to be a certain way, that's reality for you. We want to release resentment. We don't want to hold grudges. We don't want to be bitter against anyone, any group, or anything. This whole process that we're in is about living so very honestly with yourself, telling the truth to yourself about you. It's telling the truth about you. So as we practice the spiritual success key of learning how to retreat inwardly to your rich inner life so that you can advance outwardly. So as we bring this 21-day foundational training to its culmination, we want to put some things in order so that you understand the pieces that we've laid out and how to bring it together so that you are advancing. So in this season, again, our focus and our attention, once we learn how to identify and we are aware and we have uncovered or discovered unconscious blocks, once you see that and you have these keys and these tools on how to release it, and in this season, the release is going to come so much more quickly. Why? Because we are awakened now. We understand who we are in our true identity. So today, I want to talk to you about when it's time to tap into your rich inner life. And we're going to take a look at the things that are there that's blocking you and cutting you off from clarity, from divine vision, and from being able to take inspired action that will birth divine confidence. We have to take a look at that. So, and in this season, also, we're not meditating on and obsessing on the negative, on the darkness. Remember, you are light. And anytime light shows up, darkness disappears. Now, I want you to really think of that not only in terms of you physically showing up somewhere. Our language can trick us up sometime, and you would think that when we say anytime you show up, light shows up, darkness, you think that you have to physically be someplace. No. The moment that light of awareness shows up, darkness will be dispelled. The moment that you are awakened to who you are and you embrace more and more of that light that is within you, darkness will dispel. The moment you discover an unconscious block, darkness is released because light is there. And we want you to begin meditating and moving forward on the light and what the power is in that light. That is what we want to do. We want to be delivered to more so than being delivered from. Remember now, awareness, the discovery process, is only to take a look so that you can have a conscious awareness. And once that conscious awareness is there, we want the light there. So we're not going to fight as we go through and we start teaching you how to release these unconscious blocks. We're not fighting. We're not in warfare. But there's some keys that I want to give to you that will help you to be able to release those unconscious blocks, because we're not being delivered from in this season. We're being delivered to. You need to write that down. So in order to be delivered to, we're being delivered to this level of freedom, this next level of freedom and bliss and joy, happiness, success, wealth, abundance, divine health. We're being delivered into that. And the darkness dissipates and the darkness flees. That is why it's so good to be in a community of believers of like precious faith. Being on a journey with people that's on the same path that you are on, where we're leaving hype and emotionalism, but we're coming into the power of truth. So when we start looking at our rich inner life that is so awesome, amazing, and powerful, and you start to hear that divine guidance that's always available to you. I used to have an affirmation that I am divinely guided. I am divinely supported. Yes? I am divinely guided and I am divinely supported. There is guidance that's always available to you. There is a broadcast of truth with a capital T that's always playing. It's always playing, and it's leading you to your greatest potential. It's always there. But when you have the unconscious blocks that's there cutting you off, you are not in touch with that signal that's being released. You're not in touch with that broadcast. You're not on the same frequency. You're not dialed in or tuned into the right station. And we've got to be able to release that so that that clear signal, that broadcast that's always playing, you can tune into it, because that guidance, there's always going to be guidance that's going to lead you to your greatest potential. And that's what we want to focus on in this season, being delivered to freedom, to bliss, to happiness, to joy, coming into that level of living. And then when we tap into that broadcast that's always playing, how do you make what you're hearing and seeing on the inside actionable so that you can get real world results? That's what this year is about, beloved. As we are coming into wholeness, wellness, health, and wealth, learning how to be delivered to that, how to tap in, hear that broadcast that's always playing, that's leading you to your greatest potential, and then how in the world do I begin to take the actionable steps so that I'm getting this result in the real world, so that I'm creating a new reality for myself? If I were you, and I know that we share the same desire. This year, I only want to be connected with people that's walking in the power of truth. That's what I want. I want people that are walking in the power of truth, that desire to walk in the power of truth. That's who I want to be connected to. That when nothing else matters, nothing else matters. So as we release resentment and we purify our hearts and we're getting out of our own way And we're embracing the light of God that shines so bright within each and every one. That is why Jesus the Christ said, I am the light of the world. And we are partakers of that. Everything he is, you are. Right here, right now. It is so liberating, and it is bringing such freedom when you come into the realization that there is more to you. There is more to you than what you have been experiencing. There's more power available. And if I were you, I would make a commitment. I will spend the rest of my days connecting to this power, learning how to operate in this power. Some of you that's in this community today, it is going to be so refreshing to see people like you come to the forefront and have an impact in this world. It's going to be so refreshing for the world to see that there are still people of truth, there are still people of honesty and integrity. My prayer for this nation every day as we move forward is that truth, with a capital T, values and integrity will win over the darkness that wants to cover this nation. That what we are experiencing right now in this nation will dissipate and come to naught as you and I continue to embrace truth with a capital T and stand for truth and let our light shine so that the love of God, that beautiful gift of love that we have, will begin to heal the world, will begin to elevate us, all over the world. And it starts here with us. We have been given a tremendous gift in this nation to be the leader in the world. And we want light. We want to embrace light. Remember, darkness will never overpower light. So as you and I embrace light and we turn our attention and focus inward and we tune into that broadcast of truth, and that guidance that's always leading you to your greatest potential, then our job is to learn how to take actionable steps that's going to increase us in this earth realm and have an impact on people everywhere we go. That's the real work. So now my desire for you and my intention for you is that you will embrace one thing about yourself, that you know you are here to have an impact in this world, and let's start working with that. Let's start building that. Let's breathe life into that. Yes, in private sessions I'm having all next week, that is what we want to do. We want to figure the pieces out. I'm going to help you figure the pieces out. How do you breathe life into what you are seeing on the inside so that it becomes actionable? How do you birth that courage so that you are taking the action steps? That courage that needs to be birthed starts with inspiration. God breathes. You see, beloved, this is what we are settling. We're settling the fact that God is working with you right now. That's what we mean about that broadcast that's always playing. It is positive. It is a yes. It is an amen. It's about your greatest potential. That is what God is. That is what God is revealing and relating to you about you coming into your greatest self. God, he wants the best for you. He wants you to be your best. And that signal with that guidance is always playing. It never turns off. It's all the junk, the gook, the creepy crap. It's all that stuff, the unconscious blocks that has you so confused and jumbled up and don't know rather to go or stay or sit or jump or what. No, it's time for all that to come to a close. So you need courage to start. And as we connect in together, that is what we want to do. We want to birth out that courage. It's time. You've been looking at the pieces of the puzzle for a long time. You have some insight and some ability as to where you should go. Let me partner with you and help you get there. No more time to waste. Some of you are in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and even 70s. We have no more time to waste. No more time to waste. As long as there's life in your body and you have the activities of your limbs, we still can make something happen. And so we're not going to let go of what we're starting, because you see what happens so many times is that we'll start off a year with something like this, and this is good. This is why we do it. It's to get your attention and to get your energy moving and flowing in a proper direction. But what happens is that after the 21 days is over, after the 30 days is over, then you don't do anything to take a next step to continue the process. And one of the traps that we fall into is believing that we'll just do it ourselves. How has that worked over the past? We all have fallen into that trap. I'll just do it myself. You'll do it yourself for about a week, maybe even two. And then life happens. Your old habits and patterns and triggers fall right back because you're no longer connected. There's power in numbers. And when you can align yourself and stay in the proper environment, you're going to grow. Because you're going to be watered. You're going to get the vitamins and energy that you need from the sun. I'm using an analogy here. And that's the connection. That's your other sisters and brothers of light, precious faith. That's your pastors, bishops, coaches, mentors. Staying connected to get to the next place. So we're so thankful and so grateful and for what all that's happening. But I've made a decision and a determination. I'm not letting go. I'm staying plugged in. I'm staying connected. We're taking the next step because it's going to take discipline for us to birth out this courage. And the courage will birth out confidence as we take actionable steps. And we want to keep this energy alive. We want to keep it vibrant. There will be days you may have a low day, but it won't be a defeating day. Enough of falling back into old patterns and cycles of being immobile and not getting anything done. And when you look up, another year is gone and you're still in the same place. Some of you have tremendous callings on your life and you know it, but you still are not taking those actionable steps. And that is what we want to get to. So we're so thankful and so grateful for this opportunity that we have here. And today is Friday. I want to hear from you guys. So it has been my divine pleasure to serve you today. Remember, information without implementation will not yield a fruitful harvest. Please continue to connect with me on social media, Facebook at Ilona Sanders. You can visit my website at ilonasanders.com for more resources, masterclass, workshops, or upcoming events. Please send me your thoughts, questions, comments, or feedback to es@ilonasanders.com. Until next time, continue to move in purpose, on purpose, and be blessed. Bye now.